रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताया पतये नमः। ऑफरिंग आवर मोस्ट रेवरेंशियल सैल्यूटेशंस एट द डिवाइन लोटस फीट of Kodandarama, Pattabhirama, our own beloved Sri Satya Sai Rama. At the very outset, holy and loving greetings to all the devotees assembled here and all over the world on this auspicious occasion of Sri Rama Navami from Prashanti Nilayam, the divine abode of our beloved Sri Satya Sai Rama. It was the summer of 2007 and Bhagwan was with the students in the cool divine ambience of Sai Shruti in Kodaikanal. Kodaikanal is known to be a treasure house of Ramayana. Swami would get into divine moods where he would create Sri Rama's ring that was given by his father, King Dasharatha. Swami would materialize the ring given to Sri Rama by his father-in-law, King Janaka, and he would show it to his devotees and students. Kodaikanal was also a treasure house of Ramayana because great gems who embodied supreme devotion, who exemplified complete surrender to the Lord, the devotees of Lord Sri Rama, their beautiful in-depth stories would be revealed by the Lord himself, a first-hand account in Kodaikanal. This was one such session where Swami was speaking to his students and he said, "Can you tell me who are the nearest and dearest devotees to Sri Rama?" The moment the Lord posed this question, everybody started giving answers. Some said Mother Kausalya, some said King Dasharatha. There were few others who named Sugriva, Hanuman, and the list went on and on and on. Because Ramayana is filled with supreme nectarine devotion exemplified by every single character. Their love for Swami, their love for Rama is infinite. So many names were flowing and then Swami interrupted and said, "Hey, I want the five nearest and dearest to Sri Rama." So we all kept quiet because we knew that a grand revelation was at its helm. So we waited for the Lord to reveal who were the five nearest and dearest to Sri Rama. Swami then went on and said, first, Kausalya Supraja Rama. Mother Kausalya, whose wonderful son, good son was Sri Rama. Then Vaidehi Priya Rama. Vaidehi, that is Mother Sita, Rama, who was very dear to her. Mother Vaidehi was the second nearest and dearest to the Lord. Ahalyodaraka Rama. Mother Ahalya, who was emancipated, liberated from her curse by Lord Sri Rama. Hanumat Sevita Rama. Hanuman, the greatest devotee and servant of the Lord, was the fourth in the list. And then Swami said, Bharatagraja Sri Rama, Bharata, whose elder brother was Sri Ram. But today, Bhagwan being the Shiva Shakti Swarupa, it is only appropriate if we take up one from this list of extraordinary devotees of the Lord. And Swami said each one of them exemplified absolute and supreme surrender to Sri Rama. Bhagwan being Shiva Shakti Swarupa, we must remember both our Divine Mother and Divine Father. So let us take today Vaidehi Priya Rama. Swami describes this beautiful scene of Sita Rama Kalyanam, in which the scene is Mother Sita is about to garland Sri Rama. Mother Sita's height is so short, she's stretching her hands and trying to reach Sri Rama. But Sri Rama has a vow. The vow is, he will never bow his head in front of anybody other than his mother, his parents, and his guru. So Sri Rama was looking straight into the oblivion, and Mother Sita was trying her best to reach Sri Rama, and she was not able to garland him. Sri Rama could sense the trepidation in the heart of King Janaka. He was wondering, how is this going to happen at all? Rama is not bending down, and Mother Sita's stature is so short, how will she ever garland him? Sri Rama, who is the ocean of compassion, sensed this, and he just looks at Lakshmana once. Look at the intimate connection between Rama and Lakshmana here. In fact, when the list was announced by Swami, the five nearest and dearest, one of the elderly devotees seated there immediately posed this question to Bhagwan, Swami, how come Lakshmana didn't make it to the list? He in fact gave his entire life to Sri Rama. And then Swami just smiled and said, Bangaru, only if you are separate can you talk about nearness and dearness. Lakshmana was like Rama's shadow. Wherever Rama was, Lakshmana is. So that is why there is no separation between Rama and Lakshmana, and hence no discussion about nearness and dearness. So that was the intimate relationship between Rama and Lakshmana. And Rama just gives a glance to Lakshmana, and Lakshmana understands what Sri Rama is conveying, just in a glance. Sri Rama was telling Lakshmana that you being Adishesha, who bears the burden of this world, why don't you lift the earth just a little bit so that Mother Sita reaches the appropriate height where she can garland. Lakshmana again looks back at Rama, just a glance again, where he conveys, brother, my apologies, this is not possible. One, it is against the law of nature, but more so, if you command, I will do it. But I can't lift only the land where Mother Sita is standing. So if I have to lift, the whole space will go up and your height will also equally increase. And the disparity of height between you and Mother Sita will continue to remain the same. So Sri Rama again glances at Lakshmana, this time with a command that think of something quickly. Time is precious. It's moving away. This time Lakshmana turns towards his Atma Rama inside him. And immediately a solution comes. Lakshmana runs and falls at Sri Rama's lotus feet. And Sri Rama, in order to pick up Lakshmana, bends down. And as he bends down to pick up Lakshmana, Mother Sita seizes the opportunity and she garlands Sri Rama immediately, and the Sita Rama Kalyanam happens. It was the year 1999 when MBA students were seated right here in the Sai Kulwant Hall, and they were all praying to Bhagwan to bless them with a class interview, and Swami was playing with them and he said, hey, wife leke aao, interview deta hai. Bring your wife, I will give interview. And boys knew that Swami loves to pull their legs. So they all continued with their pleading. They said, please Swami, please Swami. And Swami has this beautiful characteristic style where he says, yes, yes, please Swami. And then they continue to pray to Swami and they say, Swami, please give us this interview. And then Swami was walking away towards the interview room, and near the lion there, Swami paused, and with a very stern expression on his face, he turned towards the boys and said, Hey, Swami ne jo bola, samaj mein aaya? What Swami told you, did you understand? So everybody became silent. And then Swami said, Your mind is like your wife. The Atma is the husband. When there is perfect understanding between the mind and the Atma, there is perfect harmony in this home that is the human body. So the mind and the Atma has to be in perfect tune with each other. If mind goes in one direction and the Atma goes in another direction, the result will be diverse, Swami said. In this story of Sita Rama Kalyanam, Bhagwan says, Mother Sita represents the mind. Shri Rama is the Atma Rama. To facilitate the union of the mind and the self, the Atman, there is a very important role for Lakshmana, who represents Sukshma Buddhi. Ati Sukshma Buddhi, Bhagwan says. Very, very subtle, sharp intellect. This intellect's quality is, it is ever turned towards the Atma Rama. It is never towards the world. All the time Lakshmana's gaze was towards Rama. And he would always wait to know, what is it that Sri Rama wants? How can I serve him the best? So this intellect that is there with us, the Buddhi, has to be Ati Sukshma. Why? Because the Atma is the subtlest of the subtle. And hence, it has to be Ati Sukshma, turned inwards, Unmukhi. And such an intellect alone will draw eternal inspiration from the Atma Rama. In fact, Swami narrates this beautiful story where in Panchavati, Sri Rama casually tells Lakshmana, Lakshmana, why don't you choose a spot of your choice and build a parnakotir, a small hermitage, the way you want. Lakshmana breaks down that very instant. He is crying and he is at the feet of Lord Sri Rama. And Rama is puzzled. He said, what happened, Lakshmana? What did I say? He said, Lord, what crime have I committed to hear such harsh words from you? Mother Sita and Rama were looking at each other. Rama says, I never hurt anybody in thought, word or deed. What did I say, Lakshmana? Then Lakshmana reveals his agony and says, Lord, you asked me to build the hermitage in a place of my choice? Lord, do I have a choice of my own? Is there an I within me which can make a choice at all? I am here only to fulfill your command. Your word is my will. I don't have a will of my own, said Lakshmana. Rama was so touched by this intense devotion of Lakshmana, and he revealed to the world this grand secret, that our buddhi, the intellect, also has to be like this. It should not have its own will governed by its experiences from the world, but rather it should follow the instructions of Atma Rama, our own conscience. Through this wonderful story of Sita Rama Kalyanam, Bhagwan has given us this precious gem to nearness and dearness to God. Mother Sita was eternally turned inward towards Sri Rama. And Swami says, when she left Ayodhya, she was not asked to go in exile, but she relinquished all the idea of comforts and desire. When she relinquished desire, she got Rama. And when that one moment of desire cropped up in her mind for that golden deer which represents the pleasures of the world, she lost Rama. So Swami says, where there is love for worldly desire, kama, there cannot be Rama. And where there is Rama, there can be no place for kama or worldly desire. On one occasion, I had an opportunity to pray to our beloved Bhagwan and ask him, Swami, when all there is just you, the Supreme Self, why do we see so many? And Swami said, he was sitting in bhajan hall on the throne. He looked out of the door and looked at the vast expanse of devotees and everything outside and said, Bangaru, ఈ లోకం అంతా జీరో జీరో జీరో. దిస్ హోల్ వరల్డ్ ఇస్ జస్ట్ జీరో జీరో జీరో. ఇట్ హ్యాస్ నో వాల్యూ. హీ సెడ్ యూ పుట్ ఎనీ నంబర్ ఆఫ్ జీరోస్ యూ వాంట్, సిక్స్ జీరోస్ యూ పుట్, వాట్ వాల్యూ డస్ ఇట్ హ్యావ్? స్వామి ఆస్క్. ఇట్ హ్యాస్ నో వాల్యూ. బట్ ద మూమెంట్ యూ పుట్ వన్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ ద జీరో, ఇట్ బికమ్స్ అ మిలియన్. సో ద వాల్యూ ఆఫ్ ద జీరో ఇస్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద వన్, నాట్ బై ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. ఇన్ ద సేమ్ వే భగవాన్ సెడ్, లోకం అంతా జీరో జీరో జీరో. దిస్ వరల్డ్ బై ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ హ్యాస్ నో వాల్యూ. దాట్ విచ్ లెండ్స్ వాల్యూ టు దిస్ వరల్డ్, స్వామి పాయింటెడ్ టు హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ సెడ్, ఇస్ దిస్ వన్. సో ఆల్వేస్ హోల్డ్ దిస్ వన్ వెరీ ప్రెషియస్ టు యువర్ హార్ట్. ఆల్వేస్ హ్యావ్ యువర్ బుద్ధి, యువర్ మైండ్ టర్న్ టువర్డ్స్ దిస్ వన్, దిస్ ఆత్మారామ, దిస్ సత్య సాయిరామ. జై సాయిరామ్.
శ్రీ సాయిరామ్. ఆఫరింగ్ మై మోస్ట్ హంబుల్ ప్రణామ్స్ భగవాన్స్ డివైన్ లోటస్ ఫీట్. ఎస్టీమ్డ్ ఎల్డర్స్, డియర్ బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ సిస్టర్స్, లవింగ్ సాయిరామ్ టు ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ. రామ, వాట్ అ బ్యూటిఫుల్ నేమ్. వి ఆల్సో కాల్ రామ ఆత్మారామ, ద ఇన్డ్వెల్లర్. When we read the scriptures, whether it is Ramayana, Mahabharata, or even Sai Bhagavatam, we try to relate our life with these scriptures so that we can inspire ourselves to be good. I used to wonder, who is this indweller? Intellectually, we can understand indweller, Atmarama. But what is it to feel like an indweller? With Swami's grace, in this place, if you pray anything to Bhagwan, you should be ready to receive the experience. And he also blesses you with the insight. Last year, around this time, in the month of April, during the entrance examination of our university, where the students from all over India come, I was blessed with a very unique experience where I had a feel of what an indweller means. For all the students from across all the street, stream, they're supposed to write one exam, which is English. Only if they clear the English paper, they can go through to that paper. And there's one section in the English paper, which is essay writing, a 10 marks essay writing, which is for 15 minutes. And just before the entrance exam was about to commence, at the last moment, one candidate enters with a fractured right hand. So the invigilators were searching for a scribe, a person who would write on behalf of this student. One of the invigilators called me, and before I knew, I was writing this 10 marks essay for the student. And English has always been one of my favorite subjects, especially essay writing, where you can show all your creativity. And here I was sitting with the pen in front of that student, and I was waiting for him to say, because as per the rules, you're not supposed to add extra word or write less, including comma, full stop. You're just supposed to write what he says. And in that 15 minutes, I could see that I knew the topic very well. I had lots of ideas which I wanted to express, but I was waiting for this boy to tell one sentence. And even if he repeats the sentence, I had to write the same sentence again. This went on for 15 minutes. At the end of 15 minutes, I looked at that paper. It was my handwriting, I had written that essay with this hand, but I knew it is not mine. I was not satisfied. I came out of the examination hall. I was a bit frustrated. I was a bit upset. It was quite ironical. It was not my paper. But there is so much of doership in all of us. The doership is so subtle that even if it is not my work, I assume the role of doership. And suddenly, like a flash, an insight came from within. I was there for just 15 minutes. In that, I felt so much of impatience. Just because I knew I had the ability to write a good essay, which I thought, what about our Atma Rama, our Sai Rama, who's there within each one of us? And this is not some 15 minutes or 1 hour thing. It is, he's there inside us 24/7, 365 days throughout our life. Just imagine his impatience when he looks at our thought, our word, our deed. If you were to see it from that perspective, you'll realize how patient our beloved Lord is. They say we have this animal nature, this human nature, this divine nature. Most of us oscillate between this animal nature and the human nature. And the divine nature, the divinity within us waits, not for one birth, for several births, waiting that one day this person's mind will turn towards divinity and it'll make a conscious effort to realize. So in this way, Swami gave me a very brief experience of what it means to be an indweller. Then I was wondering, why is it so difficult to turn towards our divine nature? They say talent is God's gift to us, but what we do with that talent is our gift back to God. In fact, Swami says talent is God itself. So I was thinking, whom have we given the driving seat of our car? Is it the mind or is it the buddhi? Most of us have given the driving seat to the mind, and hence we are experiencing a particular way of life. Now, what is the secret of turning our mind towards divinity? What is that key to realize the divinity? As I was introspecting in these lines, I heard some devotees have this aspiration of oneness. God, we want to be one with you. Now, what is this oneness, if one were to think? If you step back and just think for a moment, it is not the eyes that sees, it is the mind which sees through the eyes. My eyes may be open, but if my mind is somewhere else, I'll not be seeing the things right in front of us, which happens to most of us in the class, if you're not paying attention. Our ears do not listen. It is the mind which listens through the ears. It is the tongue which is not speaking right now. It is the mind which is speaking through the tongue. If I am feeling thirsty, if my mind wants water, the mind tells to the right hand, go, reach out to the glass, lift it and drink. So there is a harmony between my hand and my mind. But if my mind desires to drink water and if my hand does not move in that direction, there is no unity, there is no oneness between this instrument of mind. So actually, to be one with God, you have to be one with His will. The first step towards the oneness of God is to practice His teachings, is to follow His command. Only if your thoughts, if your words, if your action are in sync, are in harmony with the divine teachings, that you will be blessed with the beautiful experience of oneness with divinity. Now, the question is, if it were so easy, why is it that most of us are not experiencing that oneness with our Atma Rama? Now, here is where we have to understand that most of us feel, most of us think that we have faith. We have love for God. Yes, it is a beautiful belief, and we should pray that we should have genuine faith, genuine love towards God. Once Shirdi Baba was sitting along with his devotees, and Shama and Tatyaji were sitting and pressing Shirdi Baba's feet. And some four or five devotees came and sat in front of Baba. And they were wondering, why is it that Baba is giving chance to only the select few? They are pressing Baba's feet. They have the good opportunity of staying with Baba, doing his padaseva. So one of them just raised his hand and said, Baba, we also have faith in you. We also serve you. Then why is it that they are only getting this chance? Don't we deserve this opportunity? Baba smiled and said, come near. You can also do padaseva. So those four and five devotees came forward, and they also started pressing Baba's feet. They're very happy. And within 1 minute, with Baba's sankalp, he made the roof of the room shake a little bit. It was as if there was a tremor. And they all thought the roof is going to fall. Immediately, that instant, all those four or five devotees had come. They ran out of the room, leaving Baba. And these two devotees, Shama and Tatya, they covered Baba like this. Okay. So it is not just faith, it is love also. After some time, of course, those devotees came back, and then Baba asked, what happened to your faith? If you have faith that I am God, that I am divinity, what just happened? So most of us think that we have faith. Most of us think that we have love for God. It is when the situation comes. It is when the test comes. Actually, Swami doesn't need a test, because Swami is Antaryami. He knows who is what. But the test is for us to realize at what level we are. So we should pray to God that give us the real faith, the real devotion at His divine lotus feet. And one thing we should always, always remember, that it is God whom we are praying to. Everything is fair in this universe, in this creation, because our Creator is perfect. And whatever we are seeing from our limited understanding is just one aspect. We do not know the complete picture. If we have this conviction in our heart, we'll not be jealous, we'll not be frustrated, we'll always be happy and contented. Now, talking of obedience, that is trying to experiencing the oneness with the divinity. The first step, yes, is obedience. First, we should make complete effort to follow His teachings. At least we should make complete effort for those who are lucky, whom Swami has given a direct command to do something, to follow it implicitly without fear. And here is where I am reminded of a situation where how different today's contemporary thinking has become from the time of Ramayana. For instance, once Ramkatha Raswaini was being taught in one of the awareness class, and this situation where Lakshmana was torn between the obedience towards Rama and Sita came, where the Lakshmana Rekha incident is there, where Rama told very clearly that 2 days back only Khara and Dushana had come with 14,000 Rakshasas. It is not safe. I will go and get the deer, the golden deer. You stay back and take care of Sita. And Rama left. Lakshmana wanted to go. Brother, I will do it. No, it is not so easy. I'll catch the deer alive. It is not so easy to catch it alive. And Rama left. Because when God plans a situation, it is perfect. Even the best of the best cannot find a fault in it. So Lakshmana is one such example. He's a person who is spotless in character. Even he had to go through the test. So he was standing there, and then they heard the sound, O Lakshmana, O Sita. Of course, it was Marichi, the deer, who was shouting in Rama's voice. Lakshmana was very calm. He knew nothing can happen to Rama. But then Sita was showing her anxiety that Rama is calling, go and save him. Lakshmana said, no, mother, you don't have to worry. Nothing can happen to Rama. Then Sita persuaded further, and she started casting aspersion, and to the extent she went to say that, if you are not going, I will go. And that is when Lakshmana had no choice but to disobey Rama, in the sense he had to leave Sita and come back. That was the type of test that he had to go through. And this, when this topic came, one of the students in the awareness class told, sir, actually, I have a point here. Lakshmana could have drawn the line, Lakshman Rekha, and then he would have told Mother Sita, I am going to Rama, but actually he was concerned, nothing should happen to Sita. So he would have walked a little distance and hid behind a tree. So that if Ravana comes, he would have attacked Ravana and Sita would have been saved. It is pure common sense, isn't it? Now the teacher told, now this may appear to be a pure common sense to all of us, but this concept of telling something and doing something did not exist at that point of time. There was absolute harmony in thought, word, and deed. In no way you can even imagine to think something else, to do something else, and to speak something else. What appears to be a common sense in today's era. So this is the extent to which probably consciously or unconsciously we have drifted in our thinking. But Ramayana, time and again, inspires all of us into the path of idealism. And it reminds us that the greatest secret of achieving the divine sannidhi, the proximity to God, is obedience. Obey the command of the divine. In that lies the highest wisdom of life. And continuously yearn for that Atmarama to show his presence in your life day in and day out. With this, I conclude my talk. Sai Ram. Sai Ram will now be blessed with Bhagwan's divine message. Sai Ram.
Embodiments of love.
Vishwamulaku Ramude Mitrudu.
Rama is a friend of this universe.
He Vishwamulaku Atane Hitudu.
He is a well-wisher of this universe.
Atane Yatudu.
He is the ideal saint in this cosmos.
Itti Adarshamurti Enetunti. రామచంద్రుని యొక్క తత్వాన్ని గుర్తించుకోవటం అంత సులభం కాదు.
ఇట్స్ నాట్ సో ఈజీ టు నో ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ రామ.
వేదములు రెండు విధములైనటువంటి ధర్మములు బోధించినవి.
వేదస్ అడ్వకేట్ టూ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ ధర్మస్ ఆర్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్.
ఒకటి ప్రవృత్తి అనియు, రెండవది నివృత్తి అనియు.
వన్ ఇస్ అవుట్వర్డ్, ద అనదర్ ఇస్ ఇన్వర్డ్.
ప్రవృత్తి లౌకికము.
Outward is the worldly.
ప్రాకృతమైనటువంటి జీవితములకు సరిపోవునటువంటి గుణములను చేకూర్చున్నది.
It carries with it all the traits and the attributes of the world we live in.
కానీ నివృత్తి ఆత్మజ్ఞానము బోధించినటువంటిది.
But the inward trend speaks of the knowledge of the self.
ఈ ప్రవృత్తికి నివృత్తికి ఉండేటువంటి భేదములు గుర్తించినటువంటి వాడే దీశాలి.
He is the one of courage and valor who knows the difference between the outward and the inward trend.
ఏ పరిణయనను ఎలా చేయాలి అనేటువంటిది ఒక ప్రవృత్తి.
The outward philosophy wants us to know the procedural aspects of doing any activity.
ఎట్టి స్థితిలో చేయాలి అనేటువంటిది నివృత్తి.
Inward trend nivritti wants us in what position that we should do it.
మానవునికి ఆకలి వేసిన తక్షణమే భుజించి ఆకలిని తీర్చుకోమని చెప్పడం ప్రవృత్తి.
The outward trend of philosophy wants us to eat food when we are hungry.
కానీ ఎట్టి ఆహారం భుజించాలి, ఏ విధంగా భుజించాలి, ఇది ఏ విధమైనటువంటి ఆరోగ్యాన్ని చేకూర్చేటువంటిది భుజించాలి అని సరైనటువంటి మార్గాన్ని బోధించేటువంటిది నివృత్తి.
The inward trend of philosophy wants us to know what kind of food is to be partaken, in what way it is to be taken, and to what extent it would contribute to our health.
కనుక ప్రవృత్తి నివృత్తుల యొక్క ధర్మములు ఈ బాహ్యము అంతరాత్మకము సంబంధమైనటువంటిది.
Therefore, the external and the internal as well relate to the spirit and the self.
కంటికి కనిపించినది, చెవులకు వినిపించినది, మనసుకు అనిపించినది.
All that we see with the naked eye, listen with our ears, and think with our mind.
హృదయాన్ని కరిగించునది.
That which melts, moves our heart.
జీవితాన్ని పండించునది.
That fructifies our life.
ఇదియే నివృత్తి యొక్క మార్గము.
Are the features of the inward trend of philosophy.
మనసును చలింపజేసి.
Wavering nature of the mind.
బుద్ధిని భ్రమింపజేసి.
The intellect is deluded.
నివృత్తి మార్గమునందు ప్రవేశించకుండా చేయటము. ఈ యొక్క ప్రవృత్తి యొక్క ధర్మము.
That which comes as a stumble block, which would not allow us to enter into the inward trend, is a feature of external trend.
అత్యంత దూరమునందు చేర్చున్నదే ఈ ప్రవృత్తి.
It is this pravritti or external path that keeps us off from God.
ఇట్టి రామచంద్ర తత్వాన్ని గుర్తించడానికి పవిత్రమైనటువంటి హృదయ ధర్మాన్ని మనం గుర్తించాలి.
To know the nature of Ramachandra, one should know the nature of one's own heart, the spirit, and the self.
జీవితము ఒక విధమైనటువంటి ఒక ఘర్షణ.
Life is a matter of conflict.
జీవితము ఒక విధమైనటువంటి సంఘర్షణ.
Life is a matter of controversy.
కాని ఎట్టి సంఘర్షణలు లేనటువంటి ఒక స్థానము అది అయోధ్య.
అయోధ్య ఇస్ ద సెంటర్ వేర్ దర్ ఇస్ నో కాన్ఫ్లిక్ట్ ఆర్ ఇన్ ఫైటింగ్.
ఎట్టి విరోధి కూడాను ప్రవేశించినటువంటి ఒక ప్రదేశమే అయోధ్య.
అయోధ్య ఇస్ ఎ ప్లేస్ వేర్ దర్ ఇస్ నో సెపరేషన్ ఆర్ వియోగ.
అట్టి అయోధ్యనే మానవుని యొక్క హృదయము.
హ్యూమన్ హార్ట్ సింబలైజెస్ దిస్ అయోధ్య.
ఎట్టి ద్వేషములు, ఎట్టి కళంకములు, ఎట్టి విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క రూపములను ధరించేటువంటిదంతా ఈ మానసిక తత్వమే.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ ద మైండ్ దట్ ఇస్ ద కాజ్ ఫర్ ఆల్ దిస్ హేట్రెడ్ అండ్ సో మెనీ
అనేక ఘర్షణలతో, అనేక ఘర్షణలతో విరోధం చేసుకుని ఆ వారితో సంయోగ వియోగములు జరిపేటువంటిదే ఈ యొక్క ప్రవృత్తి లక్షణము.
ప్రవృత్తి ఆర్ అవుట్ వర్డ్స్ అండ్ ఆఫ్ ఫిలాసఫీ ఈజ్ మెయిన్లీ రెస్పాన్సిబుల్ ఫర్ ఆల్ ది కాంట్రోవర్సీ ద కాన్ఫ్లిక్ట్.
కనుకనే మానవుడు ఈనాడు అశాంతికి గురి అయి.
Therefore, man is restless today.
శాంతికి దూరం అవుతున్నాడు.
And is far off from peace.
కారణం?
Why?
ప్రవృత్తి మార్గమును అనుసరించడం చేతనే.
As he follows the external trend.
ఈ విధమైనటువంటి సంయోగ వియోగములకు గురి అయి.
He is put to union and separation.
సర్వకాలమున ఎందుకును అశాంతిని పొందుతున్నాడు.
And suffers from restlessness at all periods of time.
ఇట్టి అశాంతిని పొంది.
Having been restless.
జీవితంలో వ్యర్థం కావించుకున్నటువంటి వాడే రావణుడు.
రావణ వేస్టెడ్ హిస్ లైఫ్.
అతను నిరంతరం కూడా ప్రవృత్తి మార్గం అనుసరిస్తూ వచ్చాడు.
రావణ ఆల్వేస్ ఫాలోడ్ ది ఎక్స్టర్నల్ అవుట్వర్డ్ ట్రెండ్.
తన కోరికలను తాను చంపుకోలేక కొడుకును చంపుకున్నాడు.
హీ కుడ్ నాట్ కంట్రోల్ హిస్ డిజైర్ అండ్ దట్ అల్టిమేట్లీ లెడ్ టు ద డెత్.
తమ వాంఛను తాను చంపుకోలేక తమ వంశాన్ని చంపుకున్నాడు.
యాజ్ హీ కుడ్ నాట్ కంట్రోల్ హిస్ ఓన్ వీక్నెస్ he was responsible for the ruin of the entire clan.
Tana ragamulu tanu champukoleka rajyanne bhasam chesukunnadu.
As he could not control raga attachment, he had to sacrifice his rajya, the kingdom.
Kattakadapatiki ravanudu bodhinchinatvanti idiye lokaniki.
This is the teaching of ravana at the end.
Loka prajalara,
people of this world,
navale ragamunu jayinchukoleka,
without controlling this attachment,
navalane vaanchalanu arikattukoleka,
like me without controlling the desire,
నావనే కోరికలను అరికట్టుకోలేక,
like me without any check or
scheme
or desire,
గురి కాకండి.
Don't suffer.
ఇంతియే కాదు, కడపటికి నేను కూడాను లేకపోతున్నాను.
Ultimately, I am also going to be lost.
నిలిచేది ఏమిటి ఈ జగత్తులో?
What is that stands in life?
సత్కీర్తి మాత్రమే నిలిచగలుగుతుంది.
It is only the bad name that remains.
సత్కీర్తి అనేటువంటిది రామునికి చెందుతుంది.
The good name goes to Rama.
కనుకనే సత్కీర్తిని సాధించండి.
Therefore, earn repute.
అపకీర్తికి ఏమాత్రం కూడాను అడుగునివ్వండి.
Never put to disrepute.
అని రావణుడు బోధించాడు జగత్తుకు.
That was the teaching of Ravana to this world.
పాపాలకు, పాపాలను కరిగించి,
all the sins have got to be atoned.
శాపాలను నశించి,
and all the curses have to be freed.
మానవత్వాన్ని అభివృద్ధి పరిచేటువంటిది రామతత్వము.
And it's Rama's nature that helps sustains the human quality. ఇది
ఆదర్శవంతమైనటువంటి రామతత్వానికి తగినటువంటి ఒక అవకాశమును మనం చేకూర్చుకోవాలి.
to attain this Rama's best ideal human quality, we should know nature in true ways.
Ramudu kevalam samanya manavulu vale tirugutu vachadu.
Rama conducted himself like an ordinary human being.
Adarsha margamanu andistu vachadu.
He has shown ideal path.
కాని అందరు కూడా సామాన్య మానవుడని భావించారు.
బట్ ఎవ్రీబడి థాట్ దట్ హిస్ అన్ ఆర్డినరీ వన్.
కానీ సామాన్య మానవులు రాముల వలె జీవించలేదే.
బట్ అన్ ఆర్డినరీ మ్యాన్ నెవర్ లెడ్ ద లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ రామ.
సామాన్య మానవుల వలె జీవించి
లీడింగ్ ది లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ అన్ ఆర్డినరీ వన్,
సాలోక్య తత్వాన్ని పొందినటువంటి వాడు రాముడు.
ఇట్ వాజ్ రామ హూ అటైన్డ్ ది హైట్స్ ఇన్ లైఫ్.
కనుక ఆదర్శవంతమైనటువంటి ఒక ఆధ్యాత్మిక తత్వాన్ని నిరూపించినటువంటి వాడు రాముడు.
రామ హాస్ డెమోన్స్ట్రేటెడ్ ఐడియల్ స్పిరిచువల్ వాల్యూస్ టు ద కమ్యూనిటీ.
కనుకనే ఈనాడు రామాయణము అత్యవసరము లోకానికి.
దేర్ఫోర్ ద వరల్డ్ నీడ్స్ రామాయణ.
కారణం ఏమనగా,
వై
తండ్రి మాట బిడ్డలు వినటం లేదు.
టుడే చిల్డ్రన్ డోంట్ పే హీట్ టు ద వర్డ్స్ ఆఫ్ దర్ పేరెంట్స్.
బిడ్డలకు సరైన ఆదర్శములు చూపించటం లేదు తండ్రులు.
ద ఫాదర్ also doesn't set an ideal to his son.
Guruvulu shishyulaku sarainatundi oka margaanni bodhinchatam ledu.
Teachers don't show the right path to their students.
Shishyulu tagirepindi guruvuku agina gauravanni andinchatam ledu.
The students also do not show the respect and esteem towards their teachers.
Ee naati vyaparasthulu,
businessmen today,
adhikarulu,
men of authority,
palakulu,
administrators,
palitulu, అందరు కూడా కలుషితమై ఉంటున్నారు.
ది అడ్మినిస్ట్రేటర్స్ అండ్ ద పీపుల్ యాజ్ వెల్ ఆర్ హైలీ పొల్యూటెడ్.
కలహములలో మునిగి ఉన్నారు.
దే ఆర్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్ ఫైటింగ్.
ఇది కలుషితమైనటువంటి కలహములకు మార్గం అనేటువంటిదే ఈ యొక్క లోక సంబంధము.
దిస్ ఈస్ ద వరల్డ్లీ ట్రెండ్, వరల్డ్లీ నేచర్ దట్ లీడ్స్ ఎవ్రీబడీ ఇన్ కాన్ఫ్లిక్ట్.
రామతత్వాన్ని మర్చారు.
పీపుల్ హావ్ ఫర్గాటన్ ద నేచర్.
రామతత్వాన్ని మేల్కొల్పారు.
దే హావ్ ఫర్గాటన్ ద నేచర్.
జీవతత్వాన్ని నశింపజేశారు.
And they've forgotten the innate
nature.
They've forgotten the divine quality. Therefore, human beings are put to suffering a lot. God assumes human form. Though he is in human form, what kind of prayer we offer to God today? Their desires must be fulfilled.
తమ శరీరములకు సుఖం అందించాలి.
ద బాడీ షుడ్ ఎంజాయ్ కంఫర్ట్.
తమ మనసులకు శాంతిని చేకూర్చాలి.
అండ్ ద మైండ్ షుడ్ ఎంజాయ్ పీస్ కంటిన్యూస్లీ.
ఈ విధంగా కోరటమే సహజము.
సచ్ ఎ డిజైర్ ఇస్ క్వైట్ నేచురల్.
కానీ
బట్
ఈ సహజములో కూడా అసహజం ఇమిడి ఉంటుండాలి.
ఈవెన్ ద నేచురల్ క్వాలిటీ డిజైర్ హెస్ బికమ్ ఆర్టిఫిషియల్.
రాతి నాగర్లు పోయి ప్రార్థిస్తున్నారు.
పీపుల్ ఆఫర్ ప్రేయర్స్ టు నాగేంద్ర ఇన్ స్టోన్ ఫార్మ్.
ఓ నాగేంద్ర నాకు ప్రత్యక్షమయ్యి
యు మానిఫెస్ట్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్
ఆఫ్ నా కష్టము తీర్చమని ప్రార్థిస్తారు.
గివ్ మీ రిలీఫ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ దిస్ సఫరింగ్.
కానీ ఆ నాగమే
వెరీ స్నేక్
ప్రత్యక్ష సజీవమైనటువంటి ఒక నాగలుగా వచ్చినప్పుడు
ఇట్ అపియర్స్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ అలైవ్
ఆ ప్రతిష్ఠింపజేసినటువంటి రాయితోనే ఆ నాగల్ని చంపుతారు.
దే టేక్ ది వెరీ స్టోన్ అండ్ ట్రై టు కిల్ దట్ స్నేక్.
కళ్ళనాగర కండరే కండై చిక్కరీటుని కళ్ళనాగర అనగా రాతి నాగరను చూస్తే కండ చక్కెర నైవేద్యంగా పెడతారు.
Therefore we worship the snake in the form of a stone and give every offering.
నిజమైన నాగరే వచ్చినప్పుడు
బట్ ఇఫ్ దేర్ ఇస్ ట్రూ స్నేక్ అలైవ్
దానికి తిండి పెట్టడమే కాదు ప్రాణములు కూడా తీస్తారు.
వీ డోంట్ ఆఫర్ ఎనీథింగ్, వీ వుడ్ రాదర్ కిల్.
ఈనాడు రామాయణము.
Today we think of Rama.
Ramulu puttina dinamu.
Birthday of Rama.
Anukunte em chestunnam?
What do we do?
Aanaadu pratyekamaina oka pooja.
We have special worship.
Aanaadu bottu pettukotamu.
And we'll have the daughter and the forehead.
Ki pratyekamaina pooja cheyadaniki janmadinamulu raavalna.
In order to follow the ritual of worship, should we wait for the birthday of Rama?
Kaadu.
No.
Ye vayasainappatiki nityamu sarvada sarvakaleshu sarvatra ramachintanam.
At any age for that matter, we should chant the name of Rama continuously.
Valmiki Ramayana rasadu.
Valmiki composed Ramayana.
Rasina tarvata shishulandarni cherchukunnadu.
Having done that, he asked his disciples to gather.
Ee satyamaina, ee divyamaina, ee bhavyamaina, ee pavitramaina yokka Ramakathanu veedi veedikini inti inti kudanu inchi inchi kudanu chaateetunti vaaru evaru ani vicharistu vachadu.
He went on questioning everybody. Who is there to propagate this divine, this ever new, fresh Ramayana, the principle of Ramayana, everywhere. All the seers and saints were frustrated.
Guruji, మా వయసు పండినది.
We are old enough.
మా యొక్క ఆయు ప్రమాణం నిండినది.
And we may leave any time.
మేము వీధి వీధికి తిరిగి రామకథను బోధించడానికి తగినటువంటి శక్తి సామర్థ్యములు శారీరకంగా లేవు.
We don't have that much of physical strength to go around every street
propagating Ramayana.
Then even Valmiki was also frustrated.
ఈ సంభాషణ సరుపుతున్నప్పుడు వీళ్ళు వచ్చారు లవకుశులు.
As the conversation was taking place, Lava and Kusha came there.
Guruji, inta sepu meer rishulato sambhashinchinatundi vishayamu mem vinnamu.
We heard what all you have been conversing with your disciples.
Ee karyanni paripurnam gaavinchadaniki maaku ivvandi annaru.
Give the interest that job to us to propagate the Brahma Rama.
Rajaputrulu.
Who are they? They are
rishishishilu.
They are princes. They are the disciples.
Ilanti varu tambura chetabatti.
They are there with all that musical instrument and with all the chitikalu chepatti, with all the sandals
and symbols there,
and they started singing around every street.
Ee vidhanga ee naadu cheyagalara?
Will anybody be able to do that today?
Edaina bhajanaku poi noretti oka paata paadanaarante oho yena bhajana kuda paadutunnada ani gel chestarani aashyam.
If anyone starts singing, we are afraid that people will make fun of us.
ఇంకేదైనా కొంచెం విభూతిని పెట్టుకుంటే ఓహో ఈయన సాయిబాబా భక్తుడా అంటారేమో అని భయము.
We are also afraid of the public because people may think that we are devotees of Sai Baba if we have got that vibhuti on the
forehead.
If we also start singing, people may mistake
that we are devotees.
In fact, we are ruining our lives, killing people because of such kinds of false
attachments.
That day when you give up this sacrifices
attachment,
then there will be prosperity in
society. We
have to sacrifice this ego and attachment. So long there are these two twins, ego and attachment,
we can't think of God.
Why should we bother
about others?
Are we not doing so many things that we are not
supposed to?
You are not afraid then.
పవిత్రమైన భగవద్నామాన్ని చేయడానికి,
to sing the glory of God,
భజనలు పాడడానికి,
to participate in bhajan,
పది మందికి భగవత్ విషయాన్ని బోధించడానికి,
to teach divinity to others.
ఎందుకు భయము?
Why should you be afraid of anybody?
తప్పుకు భయం భయపడాలి కానీ మంచికి భయపడనక్కర్లేదు.
In fact, you should be fear stricken if you are to commit a mistake.
కనుక ఈ నాటి లోకము ఈ విధమైన దురవస్థలకు గురి అయిపోయింది.
This is the present plight of the world today.
పాపభీతి లేని పామరత్వము బట్టి,
there is an utter innocence because there is no fear of sin. దైవభీతి
లేని దాని బట్టి,
there is no love for God.
మానవత్వం అడగే
మానవులందున, among human beings, human values are gone.
ఇది ఏ దౌర్భాగ్యమునకు మూల కారణము.
This is mainly responsible for the present sad situation.
పాప భీతి లేదు.
There is no fear of sin.
దైవ ప్రీతి లేదు.
There is no love of God.
ఇంకా ఎట్ల మనలో ఈ త్యాగం వస్తుంది?
And how do you expect to have sacrifice?
మనలో త్యాగం రావాలి.
There should be sacrifice.
త్యాగమే మన నిజమైనటువంటి భోగము.
It is a sacrifice that
ఈ భోగమే మనకు నిజమైనటువంటి రోగములు.
And really the pleasure bhoga is the roga disease.
ఈ నాటి మానవులంతా రోగములకనే గురి అవుతున్నారు కానీ త్యాగమునకు గురి కావటం లేదు.
In fact, we suffer from roga the diseases, but we are not prepared for tyaga.
ఎవరేమైనా అనుకోరి. కర్మణ న ప్రజయ ధనేన త్యాగే నైకి అమృతత్వ మానసు. ఇట్టి అమృతత్వాన్ని పూజించాలంటే ఈ విధమైనటువంటి త్యాగానికి మనం సిద్ధం కావాలి.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ది సాక్రిఫైస్ దట్ కన్ఫర్స్ ఇమ్మోర్టాలిటీ.
ఒక చెరుకైనప్పుడు మనం కష్టపడి నమిలిన తర్వాతనే కదా ఆ తీయని రసం మనలో ప్రవేశిస్తుంది.
యు హావ్ గాట్ టు చూస్ ది షుగర్ కేన్ టు ఎంజాయ్ ది స్వీట్ జ్యూస్ దేర్ ఇన్.
కనుక మనం కష్టం పడినప్పుడే అందులో సుఖం మనకు ప్రాప్తిస్తుంది.
సో అన్లెస్ వీ వర్క్ హార్డ్ వీ కాంట్ బి హ్యాపీ.
కనుక
సో
ఈనాడు పవిత్రమైనటువంటి దినము,
టుడే సేక్రెడ్ డే.
ఈ దినమును నిరంతరం కూడా స్మరించుకుంటూ,
వీ షుడ్ థింక్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ హోలీ డే.
మన జన్మను సార్థకం చేసుకోవాలని ఆశిస్తూ ఆశీర్వదిస్తూ నా ప్రసంగాన్ని విరమిస్తున్నాను.
భగవాన్ వాంట్స్ us to redeem our lives thinking of God every moment, every day, and concludes his divine discourse.
ప్రేమముదిత మనసేక రామ 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 పాప కటే
దానవ మంజన కోద ధీర రన ధీర రఘుకుల రామా రఘువీర రన ధీర రఘుకుల రామా శ్రీరామచంద్ర జయ రామచంద్ర ధీర రఘుకుల రామా శ్రీరామచంద్ర జయ రామచంద్ర దశరథ నందన
దశరథ నందన శ్రీరఘునందన దశరథ నందన భద్రాధీశ్వర
కృష్ణ హరే సర్వధర్మ ప్రియ సాయి హరే
రామ హరే సాయి కృష్ణ హరే సర్వధర్మ ప్రియ సాయి హరే
రామ హరే సాయి కృష్ణ హరే సర్వధర్మ ప్రియ సాయి హరే
హరే
హరే సాయి హరే, అల్లా ఈశ్వర సాయి హరే, సర్వధర్మ ప్రియ సాయి హరే, రామ హరే సాయి కృష్ణ హరే, సర్వధర్మ ప్రియ సాయి హరే, కల్లా ఈశ్వర సాయి హరే, కేషు బుధ హరే, జరాశ్ర మహావీర సాయి హరే, సర్వధర్మ ప్రియ సాయి హరే, బాబా సర్వధర్మ ప్రియ సాయి హరే, రామ హరే సాయి కృష్ణ 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 హరే, సర్వధర్మ ప్రియ సాయి
కౌసల్యాత్మజ రామచరణ్, వైదేహీ ప్రియ రామచరణ్, హనుమత్ సేవిత రామచరణ్, భరతార్చిత శ్రీరామచరణ్, అహల్యోధారక రామచరణ్, ప్రశాంతి నికేతన రామచరణ్, రామచరణ్ సదా భజో, సత్య సాయి హరే, భక్త జనా సంరక్షక, భక్త జనా సంరక్షక, పతి మహేశ్వర, ఓం జయ జగదీశ హరే, శశివదనా శీకరా సర్వ ప్రాణపతి.
पते स्वामी सर्वा प्राण पते आश्रित कल्पलतीका आश्रित कल्पलतीका आवर बांधवा ओम जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरुदेव मरे अंतयुनीवे स्वामी मरे अंतयुनीवे नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नागेन्द्र चयना ओम जय जगदीश हरे ओंकार रूप ओजस्वी ओराई महादेव सत्य साई महादेव मंगलारती अंदुको मंदर गिरिधारी ओम जय जगदीश हरे नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा
सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की जय